This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, I did. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
A lot of those are happening today.
Yeah. All right, stop. Stop. Jesus. Christ, it's not going to stop. I know, it's an Amber Alert. Yeah. Okay. Number one, lizards. All Jamaicans are terrified of lizards. I don't know if we're terrified. Actually, yeah, we're terrified. I was going to say we're not terrified. We're just easily startled. But there's certain breeds of lizards where if they're in that house, everybody in that family sleeps on the street. Number two, flesh-eating bacteria. Number three, getting older. Now I'm thinking, man, I wish I could have done my 30s a little better. Well, I spent half of my 30s in church. So, you know, the free love and casual sex and making all these horrible mistakes and thinking how I've grown as a person because of all these horrible mistakes I made. And I was like, I didn't get to do any of that. So in a way, it's like I'm Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You know, it's sort of, it's like, oh, dance clubs, what is that all about? Number four, turbulence. It's always hilarious when you're on planes with Jamaicans, because usually when we go through turbulence, somebody screams for a moment of prayer. Like, dear Jesus, please intervene in our situation. This is the thing, I like to say I'm not religious anymore, but I can't listen to heavy metal on flights. I remember the last time I was, the flight was fine. I put on White Zombie and the flight turned into chaos. I'm like, you know what? God is telling me something. So no White Zombie, no Black Sabbath, no Electric Wizard, just in case God gets pissed. Number five, the Wicked Queen in Snow White. There's a scene right after the Wicked Queen poisons Snow White where you see this vicious, ugly old woman in the middle of the forest just laughing to herself at having murdered a little girl. And oh my God, I remember for years I thought this woman was sneaking up behind me. So like, my mom would have to force me to go take a shower. And I wouldn't do it. Or I had to have the door open. Or somebody had to be in the room with me because she's gonna show up behind me. Number six, the first Candyman movie. Number seven, Bill Sykes in Oliver Twist. He's tall, he's big, he's lumbering. He probably hasn't had a bath in 2 years. He smells bad. He's just all evil. And he brutally murders his girlfriend. He terrorizes Oliver Twist. There's absolutely nothing redemptive about him. He's just pure malevolence. I wonder sometimes if the reason why he scared me the most is that he's the most likely to appear in real life. Not Bill Sykes in general, but just men like that. I've come across men who have, involved in some really, really horrible crimes. So they're gang leaders, they're godfathers. They rule their communities and they're usually beloved in their communities. But then they make their money from drug trafficking and racketeering and murders and taking out hits on people. But in terms of somebody like Bill Sykes, like a pure psychopath, nah. Number 8, lone white men on a college campus. Number 9, somebody killing me over my third book. So my novel, last novel, Brief History of Seven Killings, was about what happened to actually the 8 boys who tried to kill Bob Marley in 1976. And the people who enabled it and the people who financed it. And a lot of those people are still alive. I mean, most of these guys are now getting old or pretty old. But there's still a part of me that thought, this book went too far. This book exposed too many people. In fact, one person sent me an email. It was a very long email where he figured out who every single real-life person my characters was based on. And he couldn't... I know there's only one he couldn't get. And I was like, well, because that's the one person I invented totally out of the blue. Number 10, undercooked food. See, that's another Jamaican thing. We just can't handle it. We can't handle this medium-rare thing. My name is Marlon James, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Deadheads. Like people, you know, really into the Grateful Dead. Or like fish. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Stop! Man.